This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
As awfully hot as it has been the last several days, the beaches were busy over the weekend. The waterways are really busy as well. We're fully into the summertime rush. It's not like the rest of the country where Memorial Day is the unofficial start of summer. But this weekend is expected to be mighty busy. I would anticipate, again, out on the water. One thing to take note of, obviously, above and beyond all of the safety announcements that we hear from the Coast Guard and others, has to do with the water itself. Florida Department of Health in Clay County is cautioning the public of the presence of blue-green algae in Doctor's Lake. This as of Friday. Heather Huffman is a Clay Health Officer with the Department of Health in Clay County. And it seems like every year, right around this time, Heather, we hear about blue-green algae returning.
Yeah, that's correct. It's definitely common in Florida to have the blue-green algae.
So what are the reasons for it, and especially this early in the season?
Again, blue-green algae is just a type of bacteria that's common in our Florida waterways and in our environments. It's just typically a plume can be a rapid growth of the algae, leading to the accumulation of these cells that discolor the water, and they can produce these floating plumes or mats. And sometimes they can smell unpleasant, obviously, because of it being a bacteria. Again, the causes, again, you would have to talk to the Florida Department of Environmental Protection. They are the ones that test the waterways and have the statutory authority over the waterways.
So, Heather, what is the result of the latest testing, and does the public need to be concerned right now?
So concern is maybe a strong word. I would recommend that, again, individually we should be just looking for them, and then obviously try to avoid those for swimming or actual contact with us. As anything, it can be an allergen to certain people especially, and so we want to make sure that they're not swimming or wading in these kind of plumes or mats, as we call them. And so we just want to make sure that if they do come in contact with them, that they wash with soap and water with any of their clothing or skin in these algae blooms.
So it is something that the public can see happen, you know, in the water. You'll see it.
Yeah, you do see them. Sometimes it'll look like it's kind of fluorescent or blue area, green area. They stand out for sure, especially if it's a large plume. And so, again, we just want to keep individuals out of them, any of our pets or livestock out of those plumes, because as with any kind of bacteria or allergen, some people can be more susceptible than others.
And Heather, so boating is safe, just wading or going into the water is not. Is fishing safe when there's a plume?
I mean, it's like anything. If you see something that's kind of a little stand, you know, a little bit off from the rest, it's probably something to be cautionary about. And so I would recommend, if you see those, to find another area that you're going to swim or wade in. We have lots of waterways, lakes and rivers, and that we can go and swim in. And we want people to enjoy the waterways for sure, but obviously do safe water safety.
It has been really hot and dry now for the better part of a week or so. And as this week's forecast is shaping up, it looks to be dry, and the sun is going to be pretty intense. Everyone's going to want to get into the water to try to get some relief. Do the weather conditions also help to see these spread?
I'm not really sure about the science behind these plumes and what if wet weather or dry weather impacts it. I'm not really sure, if we have storms, we don't have storms. I'm not really sure behind the science related to the blooms and what can make them worse or less severe. Again, on the health side of it, we just want to make sure that people understand that if you see them, we want to avoid them. We want to make sure that we're not swimming or wading in those areas. And then if we happen to be swimming and a plume comes around us, we want to make sure that we get out. We use with soap and water for our clothes and our body, that we wash those irritants off.
Heather Huffman, Department of Health, Clay Health Officer, appreciate the update about the blue-green algae in Doctor's Lake, and one of many areas that we do see a lot of people who decide they want to boat out toward Black Creek, for example. We enjoy those areas when we do venture out onto the water, but we'll be mindful of that as we head into a very busy boating weekend.